This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The Off The Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events. League of Ireland on Off The Ball.
Centre-back Cian Byrne, man of the match this afternoon. How well do you feel you played, maybe yourself?
Do you know what? I wasn't even thinking of it. I just wasn't expecting it at all. But yeah, now look, it's buzzing, but it's more important that the team got through to the next round, because we have high expectations on ourselves of winning silverware at this club, and it's been too long, so hopefully we can do that this season.
How did that game feel to play in? Because it was it felt like for both sets of supporters an emotional roller coaster, and it felt really tense even as a neutral watching it.
Yeah, I think it kind of flowed. They had spells and then we had spells and they had spells. It wasn't like one team dominated each half even. It was kind of always chopping and changing. But I think that's what, when you have two quality sides coming up against each other with the players that you have on show, that's going to be the case. And look here, I know the equaliser, we got that bit of luck, but I think the resilience in this group, just to keep going, we got rewards.
And as a defender coming up against that St. Pat's team, there's so much good attacking talent in their team, the likes of Rommel Palmer, you've Zach Elbazetti, then the two big centre forwards as well. It must have been really hard to be, I suppose, to stay fully focused in the game for that 120 minutes.
Yeah, 100%, especially when it's getting late in the extra time, you feel the cramp setting in. But yeah, no, look here, we're confident as a back four, we work really hard with each other day in, day out, work at night as individuals, as a unit. I think that's really important, especially when you're playing a back four. So yeah, now look, Pat's have great players, we respect that, gave us a great battle, and yeah, thank God we came out on the right side today.
I have to ask you about their goal, because I'd say that must have been a real frustrating moment for you as a defence, because you defended so well and just that little split second where Breslin gets in to get the goal.
Yeah, no, look, I think we were shifting across and it was a great ball put in, it went over. I think Dara was in a duel with someone and they both didn't touch it, so I just fell to him at the back post, and look, these things happen, but we're just looking at the reaction. I think when you looked at it, we still had full belief that we could come back and get something out of the game, and yeah, no, he's done that.
How did you feel when the Bowes goal went in? It came off Edmondson. Unlucky for him.
Yeah, look, obviously it's very unlucky. Unlucky for us. Like, yeah, no, I was buzzing. I was just thinking about getting the ball, like, because I think the momentum, you could feel it. We could feel it as a group kind of shifted, and I think we were going to try and get a winner in extra time. Like, but we knew if it came to penalties, we practice, we work hard on our penalties, and yeah, we're confident everyone in the group will take them.
Yeah, it was interesting. The first six penalties in the shootout on both sides, there was three centre-halves. You don't often see that in a penalty shootout.
No. I think people will be surprised when they see us stepping up. But, look, I have full confidence in myself. I work hard at the technique I do. I know it's a bit different. And if it doesn't come off, you probably look like I can't probably say. But,
you've shown you can hit free kicks, you know, so from 12 yards, it's a little
today,
bit easier.
That one today wasn't great, but... yeah, no, look, I'm just buzzing when the penalty went in, and I had faith that Paul was going to step up, and I know he didn't save the last one, but I had faith in that he'd get the win for us.
Yeah, just 500 fans were able to get in and watch this of a Bohemians, Shane, and you know there's 2,500 members, so one in every five members got a ticket. That's not even to speak about season ticket holders, people that go week by week. What did you make of that reaction at the end?
Oh, unbelievable. I didn't get to fully celebrate it because I was doing an interview for the man of the match, so but yeah, now look, they travel all around the country. They're the best fans in the country, on the travelling everywhere with us. And yeah, now look here, just to give them that, send them home happy every Saturday, and yeah, bring on the semi-finals and the rest of the league.
And just for you as a season so far, how are you feeling? Because you've had to bide your time sometimes with maybe Sam and Pat getting picked ahead of you at times. Yeah, yeah. But you've made your European debut. You've got man of the match here in a cup quarter final. How do you assess the season so far?
Yeah, like you said, like, I had to be patient and bide my time, but I think I've done that probably my whole career, where I had to kind of prove people wrong and stuff. Not prove people wrong, but just bide my time and be patient, and when I get the chance, I'd like to think that I took it. Obviously with the squad that we have and the defenders we have, I knew it was going to be a fight every week, because the two lads that were playing at the start of the season were unbelievable. Like, I think in the first nine games, there was six clean sheets. Not to be exact, but like you had a lot of clean sheets and you're flying. I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get in here? But no, it's brilliant because obviously you want the team to do well as a collective. And I think especially the group was as defenders pushing each other in training every day. That only makes you better as a player. And it's a great environment to be in.
And you did mention silver at the start. Is that now the motivation? Because you're fighting on two fronts really now, aren't you? We saw the leaders dropping points in the league title race. So you're fighting on two fronts. There must be a belief that you can do something.
Yeah, 100%. I think you have to have that belief as a group. If you don't believe that you can go and win silverware with the team that we have, I think you're only cutting yourself short. So, it's not like we're going to just look too far ahead. We're going to take it game by game, obviously, and focus on the league now, next Friday. But, this club hasn't won silverware since 2009. And for a club of this size, it's been way too long. And I think the fans deserve that, and especially if you... it'd be special, especially on the last season, the old Daily Mount, so to speak. To send her off with a trophy would be a fitting send off, I suppose.
Yeah, that was Ross Tierney trying to get in on the interview there.
But listen, probably was.
Keane, listen, well done, and congratulations, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, what's your overriding emotion after that really crazy game?
I'm thrilled. I'm over the moon with the whole thing, you know, to get through in a tough venue against a good team, not between the sides, and to get through was unbelievable. Tell to the players, I thought patches we were good, patches we weren't, but we dug in and had a bit of luck, I suppose, with the OG. But for more clinical, we put the game to bed.
When each side had their purple patches, there was some really good football played from both sides.
Yeah, but look at me, the two really good sides there, you know, who try and play, you know, the game, in my view, the right way. But, you know, there's going to have spells, and they're going to have spells. But, again, I think the chance, I know they hit the crossbar or whatever, but I think we have a couple of chances there. You've got to be more clinical.
How did you feel when they did get their goal? Like, I suppose, Darragh Power, he's had a sensational few weeks, really good again today, and maybe just lost the man coming in the back post.
I see, well, I need to look back on it because he maybe got the overcover, and we were actually out on the stage of taking him out then, you know, just before that. So, but look, come here, Darragh Power has been nearly player of the season for us this year, you know what I mean? So, we win and lose as a team, so that's sweet. Delighted for everyone. The crowd was electric, and to win it down there in front of them was special.
Give us your thoughts on the goal that equalised for you. It was a really unfortunate one for them.
Yeah, look at me. Look, it was a bit away, and I was looking like, actually, at the minute, at the start, I wasn't sure about it. I said, how does that happen? But look, unfortunately, we take that bit of luck.
Just when it went into extra time then, what was the message to your team?
Keep going. We've been here before. We were away in Balcani playing recently, and we've been here, and we just kept going with it, and that, and it'll take a squad effort. And, like, even going to penalties when leading up to it, I thought, you know what, we've got penalty takers. I expect a colleague to score. But, no, come here. I'm delighted.
Yeah, and just on the penalties then as well, like, Walters pulls off a good save. You had some really good penalty takers out there as well.
And Colin Whelan would be up there with a bit. He was the first up there, so you put your house on him. But there was nothing in the game, really, really tight, but great character to go and win, and some really good performance. And it took everyone. I think we bring six off the bench as well, so it took everyone to get across the line.
You mentioned that Balcani game. How important has the European run been for the results over the last few weeks and this game today?
Yeah, it's been massive for us, and fellas have got the belief in it that they're actually decent players and that, you know. We would have been telling that all along, but no, look at me here. We want to grow, we want to build and get better all the time. That's the aim. We've had tough times here, you know, say that some of the players, Jordan and that's been here, but we're looking to improve all the time.
We can hear the away support there. How important were they today?
Yeah, they're unbelievable there. You know, obviously we wouldn't have tossed up the penalties down there, but look at me here, they're always really good and top class today.
You're now, I suppose, joint second with Pats. Rovers dropping points last night. You're into the semi-finals of the Cup. Do you feel you're on the verge maybe of something special here this season?
I don't know. We just spoke about it in the air. Like, you know, we're delighted, obviously, but we're not going to go off and celebrate this. We've a game on Friday to go and get ready for it and see where it takes us. We're trying to win every game now at the end of the season. If we do that, I think we'll do something special.
St. Patrick's Athletic manager Stephen Kenny, what's your overriding emotion after that result today?
Yeah, I'm very proud of my players. I thought they were brilliant, really, overall. It was a strong performance. We had, you know, we were in descent, they haven't scored an extra time. It's just a freak OG that's brought up the penalties. Both teams went at it. It was end to end, you know, chances both ends. But I felt we definitely didn't deserve to lose that.
Yeah, and it took a lot of bottle for Ryan Edmondson after what happened to step up, take a penalty as well.
Yeah,
character shown by him.
Yeah, it did indeed. Yeah.
Just overall in performance, like, it felt like it was a really good quality match. Both sides had their purple patches, some really good football. It felt like a game befitting of the second and third teams in the country at the moment.
Yeah, you know, I thought obviously we'd scored a few times, but obviously Ryan Edmondson's, or Barry Bagley, off the underside of the bar, the keeper touched it on, and Ryan's header that came off the underside of the bar. But I did think that was 100% a penalty when Ryan Edmondson headed it off the bar and Joe Redmond is just going to knock it into an empty goal and he's barred it out of the way. So I felt that was an absolute penalty in the 90th minute, not given. Mm-hmm. And it was clear and should have been given. But that would have been a match winner for us. And that was a big moment, particularly in light of the way some of the free kicks were given against us, like, which were a lot of soft frees all day, really. So for that penalty not to be given, I was disappointed.
Your players, I suppose, when you go into extra time in a match like this, it's so tense, so nervous. Were you happy with the performance in that 30 minutes?
Yeah, I was, and I felt, you know, like the game against Shamrock Rovers here, where we went to extra time and we finished strong and went to one, and I felt we got the goal and we were in, you know, we weren't really under pressure. Of course, Bowes put the extra forward on, and you know, are always going to be still dangerous, but Joe didn't really have any saves to make at that time, and it was just a sort of freak OG, really, and that's the way it goes.
You had some very good performances off the bench as well. Your goal scorer, Anto Breslin, I thought Darren Nugent did very well when he came on as well. So, like, it's very hard to, there was no issues really. It's just one of those games where you feel like you did everything to win, but it just didn't happen in the end.
Yeah, we did everything to win, and we thought we'd done enough to win it, but we didn't quite get there. So it's a tough one to take, but very proud of my players with their effort. They give absolutely everything for each other, for the jersey and for the club, and you know, we just ourselves down and get ready for Friday.
Yeah, because football does give you a chance to bounce back. Mm-hmm. Always straight away, you've got the team at the top of the table, the champion, Shamrock Rovers, yeah, next.
Yeah.
And you have a chance to really put yourselves, I suppose, not you're in the title race, but to put pressure on Rovers.
Well, I think we've got a lot of injuries tonight, and in terms of a few of the changes, we're injury enforced, and one or two players played on, and they were struggling. But it was a tough game, but we'll see how people are, and we'll just ourselves down and get ready for Friday.
Thanks for talking to
you. Thanks.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.